Leviticus. Chapter 15. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When any man has a discharge out of his flesh, because of his discharge he is unclean. And this shall be his uncleanness in his discharge, whether his flesh runs with his discharge, or his flesh be stopped from his discharge, it is his uncleanness. Every bed, wherein he lies that has the discharge, is unclean, and everything, wherein he sits, shall be unclean. And whosoever touches his bed shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And he that sits on anything on which he sat that has the discharge shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And he that touches the flesh of him that has the discharge shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if he that has the discharge spits upon him that is clean, then he shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And whatsoever saddle which he rides upon that has the discharge shall be unclean. And whosoever touches anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening, and he that bears any of those things shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And whomsoever he touches that has the discharge, and has not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And the vessel of earth that he touches which has the discharge, shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when he that has a discharge is cleansed of his discharge, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take for him 2 turtledoves, or 2 young pigeons, and come before the Lord unto the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and give them unto the priest. And the priest shall offer them, the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord for his discharge. And if any man's semen go out from him, then he shall wash all his flesh in water, and be unclean until the evening. And every garment, and every skin, on which is the semen, shall be washed with water, and be unclean until the evening. The woman also with whom man shall lie and have an emission of semen, they shall both bathe themselves in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if a woman has a discharge, and her discharge in her flesh is blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever touches her shall be unclean until the evening. And everything that she lies upon in her impurity shall be unclean, everything also that she sits upon shall be unclean. And whosoever touches her bed shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And whosoever touches anything that she sat upon shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if it be on her bed, or on anything on which she sits, when he touches it, he shall be unclean until the evening. And if any man lie with her at all, and her impurity is upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and all the beds on which he lies shall be unclean. And if a woman has a discharge of blood many days other than the time of her impurity, or if it runs beyond the time of her impurity, all the days of the discharge of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her impurity, she shall be unclean. Every bed on which she lies all the days of her discharge shall be unto her as the bed of her impurity, and whatsoever she sits upon shall be unclean, as in the uncleanness of her impurity. And whosoever touches those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. But if she be cleansed of her discharge, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the 8th day she shall take unto her 2 turtledoves, or 2 young pigeons, and bring them unto the priest, to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, And the priest shall make an atonement for her before the Lord for the discharge of her uncleanness. Thus shall you separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, that they die not in their uncleanness, when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. This is the law of him that has a discharge, and of him who has an emission of semen, and is unclean thereby, and of her that is sick of her impurity, and of him that has a discharge, of the man, and of the woman, and of him that lies with her who is unclean.